Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Dan Ackerman is a senior managing editor at CNET. Hey, Dan, thanks for joining us on WGN. Do you know if there's going to be a small business Saturday? I don't know that that's in CNET's wheelhouse, but I wonder if they are going to encourage
people. I don't off the top of my head, but as part of Prime Day, Amazon has been offering people, I think, a $10 credit for patronizing some small businesses working through Amazon, because a lot of small businesses actually use Amazon for warehousing and fulfillment, and are actually very dependent on that Amazon backend. So they are offering some special deal for you to patronize some of those people.
I wonder how much recovery retailers will get then. Companies that sell through retail chains or retailers themselves, I wonder how much recovery they're going to get with now an October version of Amazon Prime Day, all the other stores mimicking the sales, then the Thanksgiving weekend, you know, and then Black Friday, and then the Christmas crush. I wonder if some pent-up dollars are going to help these, you know, people recover some of their losses.
I think that's the hope, because usually Prime Day would happen in the summer, and a lot of other stores, both online stores, and frankly, I see local retail stores doing it too, saying, oh, Amazon's having a big sale for 2 days. We're going to have a run. We're not calling it Prime Day, obviously, but it's at the same time. And since no one could do that over the summer, Amazon shifted it to the fall to sort of kick off the holiday shopping season maybe 4 or 5 weeks earlier than you normally would. So in one sense, it creates that vibe where maybe you do your holiday shopping starting now and you spread it out over the next several weeks and you get into Black Friday and all that. Or people could say, I'm just going to do it now and not pay attention to Black Friday later. Or they'll say, why is Amazon having this now? I've been programmed to think about the end of November and all the Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Cyber Week deals. I'm not even focused on this now. And we're going to have to, I think, see after the dust settles which one of those models ended up happening.
Yeah. In a minute, I'm going to take a quick break, come back, and then I'm just going to ask you to give me some specific, you know, items that you think might be worth my clicking through on. But just one last question before we do that. Would you say that they are primed to make this a better Amazon Prime Day because, you know, of the changing situation here? Are the discounts going to be even better?
You know, it's interesting because this is a bit of an unprecedented move, moving it later in the year. I don't think we're seeing a ton of total blockbuster deals, but they're definitely pushing some things very heavily, including their own branded devices, which was kind of what Prime Day was all about anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that. I mean, so who does this help the most? Obviously, I guess it's Amazon, but are other businesses benefiting like they are? Okay, so give me some deals. Give me some prices. We'll do that next. Dan Ackerman is a senior managing editor at CNET. By the way, have you guys seen more hits to your site the same way tech companies have seen more dollars? I presume there's more interest maybe in the products you write about.
There 100% is, because we have spent years kind of building up a reputation for hand curating a lot of these deals, and we spend like these 48 hours really looking at stuff and making suggestions to people based on what we know about what things usually cost.
Apple AirPods, second generation at CNET.com. One of your colleagues said there's a real good deal on that. They're on sale for $115, the second generation of Apple AirPods. You'll save $44.
That's true. And the one thing I bought for myself was the next model up from that, the AirPods Pro. I've actually never had AirPods before, but I use my wife's all the time. So I said, all right, I should probably get some. Those are $199 on Amazon today. They're usually $250, and that's a rare thing to see a hefty Apple item discount like that. Of course, today is also the day they're announcing the new iPhone, so who knows what we'll see from Apple, but I did splurge a little bit and pick those up.
iPhones never go on sale. They're never discounted. But what's the difference on these better iPods that you have?
They have noise canceling built in. Yeah, AirPods. They have noise canceling. They have the more kind of rubbery tips that go into your ears, so they fit better. The regular ones are great, too, and $115 for those is a fantastic price. And interestingly, my other favorite set of headphones in the world are the Bose QC235s. You may not know the name, but you've seen these, the big black over-the-ear wireless ones with the noise canceling that everybody wears on airplanes. They're $200 today on Amazon. They're usually $300. I got these a couple years ago with a Christmas present, and thought it was a very extravagant gift, and I was very grateful. They're fantastic. I use them all the time, and that's something else that I'm very pleased to see has a pretty good discount today.
Have you used the new AirPods enough to discern the audio quality? Are they really good for music?
You know, nothing is going to be as good for music as over-the-air headphones. But today, we're all beaming into meetings remotely and doing phone meetings and Zoom meetings and Skype meetings. And it's a lot easier with a nice pair of AirPods, be it regular ones or the Pro ones. It makes a huge difference.
And I said that the iPhones never go on sale, but the Galaxy S20s are on sale, right?
There is a good deal right now on the S20, which was just introduced, I think, in March of this year, probably one of the last, you know, regular phone reveals when you could still go have these press events where companies would trot out their new phones in front of an audience. I think the regular S20 is down to $750 now from $999. It's not that unusual to get an okay deal on a Samsung phone. Usually the carriers like AT&T or T-Mobile offer some pretty good discounts, especially if you bundle, you know, service with them in a certain way. But to just get it straight unlocked from Amazon, that is not bad. Then again, I wouldn't buy a phone today for the next couple of hours, at least until we see what Apple is announcing.
Yeah, no kidding. Show me something else. What else jumps out at you on Amazon Prime today that you think is worth my attention?
Yeah, there's a couple of decent TVs. There always are. Amazon has a 55-inch Toshiba with their Fire TV software built in. That's kind of like Amazon's version of Roku, and that's $299 instead of $450. I went over to Walmart, where they're also having sales, and they've got a 50-inch JVC 4K TV. They're all 4K now. You don't even have to look for that anymore. That has Roku software built in, which is frankly the best TV software, and I think that was $218 last time I looked. It's usually at least $100, $150 more than that. And I guess, you know, household stuff. I saw some good deals on Roombas, those robot vacuums that are surprisingly popular still.
And surprisingly, and those things are expensive. Those things
they
are.
They are.
They're $500.
Yeah, they had one that was, I think, down to $299. If you want the fancier versions, obviously those are still more. But most of them I saw were at least $100, maybe $200 off. And, you know, a bunch of Instant Pots and kitchen items. You would think everyone who wanted an Instant Pot would have one by now. But apparently not true. But the big thing is Amazon's own devices. Prime Day is meant to get you to sign up for Amazon Prime, which is giving Amazon, whatever it is, $119, $120 a year for the privilege of shopping there slightly more easily. And they make those Echoes with Alexa built in, and they make the Kindle, and they make the Fire TV, and they really want you to get those devices because then you're in their ecosystem. And then the next thing you know, you're buying smart light bulbs, and you're ordering things by voice through your Alexa.
Do the 4K TVs, does that just mean that the picture is brighter and clearer, it's more liquid?
Yeah, the 4K refers to the number of lines of resolution in the TV. Frankly, every new TV, it's cheap enough for them to make this way that it's almost impossible to find a non-4K TV these days. And almost none of the programming you get is in 4K. It's really future-proofing it. Just get the biggest, decent quality screen you can afford, and you'll be very happy. That's our general advice on that.
It's pretty amazing, because I remember we got our big first TV, like our widescreen TV, but it was still a deep TV. It's amazing how thin, big, clear, and affordable TVs have become.
It's totally shocking, and whenever I see an old tube TV out on the street, like someone's left it out with the trash, I just have to pause and take a picture and like put it on Instagram or Twitter as a little throwback shot.
Yeah, no kidding. Old computer monitors were the same way. By the way, Mickey has a question for you on line one. Mickey, you're on WGN. How can we help you?
Hey, thanks. You mentioned those iPods and our AirPods, as well as that Sony. Are any of those, can you work them to hook up to your TV so old people at night won't destroy their relationships when they're trying to watch television?
What a good idea.
Yeah. you'd have to see if your TV has Bluetooth audio out. Most of them don't, but on some of the Roku and Fire TV models, there is a headphone jack on the remote, which I think is super handy, and you can just use a wired connection with like the big Bose over the ear ones to plug into that.
So if you have if your TV has Bluetooth audio out, a Bluetooth audio feature, then you can hook it up to your headphones, your AirPods.
Do HDMI cables work?
You'd have to have something that the audio would would go into, and then you'd be able to get an audio signal out of that. So off the top of mind, that would not be the the simplest way, but some people, and I don't have one in front of me, but some people do sell these little breakout boxes that let you connect a set of headphones to a TV. Yeah. And most TVs, I guess, have audio, you know, headphone outs, but you need a really long cable.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks you. Boy, that is, that's not
I just turn the subtitles on. That's what I do.
Because
I can't hear anything anyway.
You're not that old, but we find ourselves watching TV with the subtitles on more now than in the past. I don't know why
100%.
That's, why did that suddenly become a thing? Maybe because we are watching British shows more and we can't always understand what they're saying. But for some reason, what was the one series that everybody was watching with the was it Peaky Blinders, maybe? But once you start doing that with shows where the English, where either they're not in English or the English is with an accent, now you find yourself watching TV more and more with the subtitles on. But the volume thing, if one of us could just watch TV with the volume down and AirPods in, that would be a game changer for some of us, I think. That's a nice idea.
There are ways to do it. It requires a few workarounds that are not as simple as they should be. But yeah, I got the subtitles on by default all the time. Now, once you do it, it's hard to take them off because then somebody, what are you saying? You got to back up and watch it again. I think we've hit on the right idea here.
Are there any things in the home exercise or gym field? I know that treadmills and Pelotons and things like that are sold out and you have a waiting list for stuff. I know that folks would love to get those now that we're all going back indoors. Does Amazon Prime Day have anything along those lines?
The only things I saw this morning looking around were some like exercise bands and basic yoga mats and basic things like that. I didn't see any super deals on, well, definitely not like a Peloton, but even like kind of the knockoff versions of that. If you dig pretty deeply, because I know there's like 50, 60,000 items that are individually discounted, you might find something decent. I saw mostly, little accessories.
I also notice, I'll let you go on this, that while Amazon Prime is doing it, then Target and Costco are doing their own 2- and 4-day versions of Black Friday, of Amazon Prime Day, starting today. You've noticed that too?
Totally true. And they started doing that a couple of years ago during the summer when they had Prime Day. All of a sudden, Target and a few other stores and Best Buy would have similar sales at the same time that they come up with their own names for. So now 100% we're seeing that. Walmart is getting really big into it this year, especially for online stuff. Target, Best Buy, really any retailer you could think of. Some of them are branding it as like early Black Friday, or they're making up their own names for it. But it's the same thing, and it actually makes for some pretty good comparison shopping because you just have a web browser tab open for each store. Check it out on each store and see who's got it for less.